Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourselves, because my next guests are the champions of the world's first televised celebrity charity pickleball tournament, Pickled, which premiered tonight on CBS. Please welcome your champions to The Late Show, the Emmy Award-winning host of The Amazing Race, Phil Kogan, and multi-platinum country music star, Dierks Bentley! Couch. Gentlemen. Nice. It's what an honor to have you both here, as the world all now know. You are the champions of this year's inaugural episode of Pickled. Thank you so much.
It feels good. It feels really good.
Would you care to celebrate your win with a pickleback shot right here? We got whiskey and pickles. Wow. There you go.
Another first.
Here you go. And here is to you, gentlemen, volunteering to be in this celebrity pickleball tournament where we raised money for Comic Relief,
yes,
which helped
well done,
children
Steve.
And families well done. In crisis. There
well
you
done.
Go.
Well done.
There you go. Here we go. Nicely done.
Can I have another pickle there?
Sure. Yeah. Nothing like backing up your vodka with a gherkin. Oh. That is nice.
I never loved pickles before I played pickle. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
These are really good.
You see how we're helping people?
That's right.
You, of course, are now the proud owners of the Colbert Cup. There, put it right there. There you go.
Look at that.
There you go.
Stephen, I don't know if you know, but I let Dierks take the trophy.
Oh, yes. You did?
Yeah. He's got the trophy.
It's his house. For a year.
We switch
it's yours
off
for a year.
Yeah,
it's like
I get it
Cup.
After a year.
Yeah, I got
a few
really? Months. I'm gonna bring it out to you.
Now, your team when Harry Net Rally, Dierks. Yes. Let me ask you this:
yes.
What was your strategy going in? You guys dominated. What was your plan?
Our plan was just to win. You know, I like to think that you know this is show business, but you know this, it's not called show friends. It's called show business. And we're
That's
there
right.
to take care of business.
That's right.
And
okay.
we did. I mean, we had no. It was not Will
you
Ferrell,
did not
nice
make
guy.
Any friends. I can promise you that.
I'm gonna say that Emma, who was definitely the most competitive out of everybody,
Emma Watson, who he's talking about.
Yes, Emma
who
Watson.
Partnered with Sugar Ray Leonard.
She came. I met her in the makeup room. She was getting her game face on. Then in there, she was trying to intimidate all of us. So she told us that she'd had a coach for the last month.
Yeah.
And then when she came out, that evil eye, we both got it.
I still have nightmares about it.
It got to us. It got to us. Mm-hmm. Of all the things that we've done, we looked at each other and we're like, we're nervous, right?
Very.
And because normally you can prepare, Stephen. You can prepare for things. But this was like, I'm going to say we were unprepared. And we were certainly unprepared for her.
I take exception to this because Jimmy Allen... fellow country star Jimmy Allen
yes.
outed you, Dierks, because he said that you play pickleball on the road
okay.
before every show.
A couple times.
You set up a court.
No, there we go.
You set up a
we
court.
We set up courts in all sorts of weird places.
Okay.
I did play a tournament up in London, Ontario, and our guitar player, Ben Helst, and I are the reigning champions of the 75 and older group. We kind of lie about our age.
Sure.
But we got the win. Like I said, it's all about winning, so whatever it takes. You got to fake your age a little bit.
Keep it simple.
We are 75 and older champions in London, Ontario. So.
Yes.
Nope. Phil, you host The Amazing Race, and of course, As Tough as Nails. Those are, you know, those are very tough competition shows. What was it like to be on the other side of the lens and actually being the person who's actually having to put it out all on the line there?
You know, when you host a show where you're a musician or you host your show, you do the preparation,
yep.
and then all the nerves go, you just do your thing.
Right.
I was so nervous, and I was hoping that you weren't going to be, but you were.
I was really nervous.
I didn't know about staying out of the kitchen. I didn't know about any of the rules of pickle. I played tennis when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much it, and we were really a little... We were a nervous wreck going into it, so
the secret of pickleball, in my opinion,
yes.
is that
the best player in the world is about twice as good as the worst player in the world. So you can grade after pickleball players.
After day one, you're already at like a 90%.
Exactly. Yes. On a scale of 1 to 2, that's how you rank pickleball players.
Yeah. We came
in a solid 1 and you ended as a 2.
And that's all it took to beat everybody.
Yeah. I tell you, I felt like an imposter because, you know, truth be told, I was kind of called in at the last minute.
We had one of our other players.
Yeah, someone more famous than me.
And I was positive at the last moment. And so, was it the day before or like literally 2 days before?
I got 26 hours warning, I think it was. And then the executive at CBS called me and goes, you know, I just noticed, Phil, that your name's not on the list. And I'm like, really? And they're like, when I found out, I had to do something about it. I said, all right, who got sick? And then there was silence. And then it was like, so what are you doing on Friday? And so, you know, I got to turn, but I have
but
to
say.
But
then you're the champion after not training at all. And Emma Watson's over there.
I had this moment.
MVP Emma Watson.
Emma Watson MVP. Was like, she like method acted her way through the whole thing. I don't think she'd played pickleball at all. She hired somebody and she like took 4 weeks to become, she was scary.
She locked him into the back. She put me in
like little blood and stuff.
Yeah.
But she laughed. Are you saying Emma Watson drew blood
on
you?
Yes. When I went into the back wall,
I ran into the back wall. He got hurt and she smiled and kind of laughed.
She was
like happy.
Famously cruel person. Oh, yeah, Emma Watson.
It was a little hurtful, to be honest with you. Because I love her. She's so good.
That's the motivation we needed to kind of take it to the next level.
Dirks, yeah. I actually heard that your son recently won a championship of his own. Tell me about that. Let's be proud of our children.
Yeah, he plays travel hockey. I'm a travel hockey dad. My wife, she travels a lot, too. Sure. He's 9. We're just out in Las Vegas.
What'd he win?
They won a big tournament out there. Actually, speaking of motivation, I'm all about finding ways to motivate myself, motivate my family. And Knox's team is kind of getting off to a slow start. Yep. And so me and some of the dads had a great idea that give them a little extra motivation. We told them if they won the championship, we'd take them to Hooters. And you're not going to believe it. They won. I mean, they didn't let a goal go in the rest
of
the series.
How old is he?
He's 9. I mean, it's the
right
time.
Dad of the year.
It's the right time to start.
That's really about as old as a person should be and still enjoy going to Hooters.
Well, you know, the wings. Yes. It's all about the wings. So.
Well, listen, people know you as a world-class pickleball player.
I know.
Mostly at this point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You still do play country music. You're going to perform for us
just
tonight.
For you.
Can
just
you
for
share
you
with the people what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, I got a brand new song out there. It's called Gold. It's off a record coming out in February, I guess. And it's all about pickleball, folks.
Dirks, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Phil, thanks so much
thanks
for being here, man.
Here.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Hey, everyone. It's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.